You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
We've got the power.
Libby, I'm all about wellness. What's it going to take to get you there? This is Libby, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached?
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with This is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is Radio, the way it should be heard. This is a broadcast brought to you by the King Arts Complex, located at 867 Mount Vernon Avenue. Call today to make your next event a special one. Historical space and room rentals always in your budget. Call 614-645-KING. That's 645-KING. I cannot wait to get started. I have wonderful friends who said they'd return to the table because it was just like that. So I'm going to tell you that right now at the table is Dr. Doug Endel. Yeah. And also I want you to know that you can talk to us 1-877-932-9766 and you can tell us your insights. You see, if people would just... The word says, one of the words, but this word says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Now, we just had a mega feast weekend, all right? Whatever it is you were doing and celebrating, you ate some good food. But was it good for you? I'm not going to ruin that because my stuff was delicious. My mama's cooking was wonderful. However, we got to get back on track. Because you have some goals that you've set for the year. And I want to make sure that I help facilitate those goals. I hate to do this to you, Doug. But man, they had something on TV about chicken. Did you hear anything about the chicken?
You got to watch where it comes from.
It's in the feathers. That's what they said. The problem is in the feathers. I couldn't believe they did that, insult our intelligence like that. Well, here's the bottom line on the chicken, and I'm going to let it alone. For a minute more. You see, this contaminated chicken that I looked it up, so you do not have to just believe me, has arsenic, antibiotics, salmonella, and some other bacterial stuff going on. And there was a study that was done, and it said that some children had gotten sick on chicken. They eat 8 to 10 eggs a week. You know, we routinely give our families eggs. But these particular children got sick. And then the other articles and information was on television as well. It says on their note that 70% of the broiler chickens are raised in the U.S. are fed a diet of Roxarson. And I said it slow so you can get it. It's R-O-X-A-R-S-O-N. Arsenic additives are commonly... Doug, commonly used in poultry production to induce faster weight gain and, Doug, create the appearance of healthy color in meat from chickens, turkeys, and hogs. And this has been done since 1940s, and the European Union has never approved arsenicals for animal feed. I just take me a deep breath because, you know, I'm ready to get upset. But I promised myself I would just give you the information and I would not get upset. How do you feel about our chicken supply?
Well, I think it's a lot more than just the chicken supply. I think it comes down to you know, a lot of the meat that's being consumed in the United States and where it's grown and what the animals are fed and how they're treated. And it is the chickens, but there's a lot more than just the chickens going on here. We were talking about Food Inc. before the movie,
Food Inc.
And, you know, anybody who watches that movie cannot walk away from that understanding a little bit more about the food industries and how the FDA is involved. And
how do you think they're involved
or not involved?
Hey, you know, I'm just keeping it real. How are they involved?
Well,
are they ball players or are they backing the negativity? I'll do it. You don't have to do it. I'll sure enough do it. Who paying the check?
Well, it comes down to who makes the regulations, who's looking at, you know, we've done presentations on food ingredients and, you know, what does organic versus non-organic. And, you know, even when you look at natural meats or meat that's organic or, you know, free range is a great example.
Free range, yes.
Free range. Free range only means that they have to have some access to outside activities. There's no limitations to how much time, and that doesn't guarantee they actually go outside. They just have to, at some point during the day, be able to go outside. And so,
you know, I'm all over that, don't you? I am simply gritting my teeth right now.
Yes.
Because if you don't pay attention and you're just not aware, some of the animals that are being raised for us to consume never get outside. Their feet don't hit the ground. But this this appearance of good color and the appearance of, come on now, if you're not living a normal life, then your flesh cannot look normal when it's produced for us. So they give them this mash, which the additives are don't go there, Libby, because look, the bottom line, arsen, nick additives. All right, I'm gritting my teeth, are commonly used in poultry production to induce faster weight gain and create the appearance of healthy color in meat. Now, that's the long and the short. Your intelligence has been insulted yet one more time, so I'm going to let that alone because I start to stutter and get choked up when I get upset. And I don't lose any hair because I don't have any, so I got to do something. I'm going to chew on my finger here in a minute. But Dr. Endel, if people would just, when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to feeding their bodies, and they have to come and see you, why don't you tell us what it is you do?
Mm-hmm. That's a loaded question.
Go ahead. Brag on yourself.
Well, there's a lot of ways to approach nutrition. And the approach that we take in our office is we want to help people change into a more healthy lifestyle. It's all about lifestyle modifications. You know, if you look at, you know, looking at nutrition, if you look at, you know, the chiropractic side of things, if you look at, you know, the exercise side of things, it all comes down to looking at lifestyle modifications. So we do a lot of work with supplements in our office. And the goal is to use supplements on a short-term basis, mm-hmm. while we work on more long-term modifications as far as lifestyles, healthy eating, and making some of those more dramatic shifts.
So being a chiropractor, there's a whole lot more to this than we get to really pay attention to unless we go looking at you.
That's correct.
For some help.
Yes.
So when I walk in there with a sore joint or a sore ligament around a joint, you're going to talk to me about nutrition.
That is definitely part of the overall approach that we want to look at. That's going to get to the underlying cause.
Don't
of the
ask.
Issue.
No, you. I'm messing with you. Don't ask us whether or not folks eat chicken. But you know what? With all the garbage that's put in our food, you have to consider that, don't you?
Absolutely. And the bigger question is, where does your chicken come from? Because I'm not anti-meat, I'm not anti-chicken, but I think people should really understand where their food comes from. And the more maybe you raise your chickens, then it's probably perfectly good for you to eat those chickens.
In the neighborhood. Okay. Now, let me tell everyone that you can join Stephen Carter because he teaches the power of money and what money really means and what it is. Steve will open America's eyes about the finance industry, particularly how the modern banking, insurance, and finance systems work. Money! Broadcast live Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I thought that was really key to talk about that, considering money is definitely an influence in how we nurture our bodies. You know, whether you're going to pay a couple more dollars for broccoli, or you're going to go ahead and go with the cheaper version and cheaper way to do things and the quicker way to version to do things.
Or just eat fast food.
Don't go there. He went there. He took me down that alley and he made me drive. I'm going to ask you to consider, what is starvation? Y'all thought I was going to go off, didn't you? Everybody thought I was going to clock. Nope. We've already discussed it and I'll do it again if you want. But if we're talking starvation, and I got a few definitions here. Starvation is a severe deficiency in calorie, energy, right, and the nutrients and the vitamin intakes. Now, severe is scary, and caloric energy, that's a nice way to put food there, yes, or the lack of thereof, nutrient and vitamin intake. Do you think folks here in America are starving?
I think there are probably some people who are starving, but when you look at, you know, true starvation, I think you tend to see the picture, a mental picture of, you know, more of the third world countries and the kids that are, you know, you're looking at their bones
the pot bellies and the skeleton, mm-hmm, rib cages and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Now, one of the reasons I'm asking this is because, after going to the grocery store this weekend, I saw a lot of bloated bellies. Children, adults, men and women, young and old, mm-hmm, bloated bellies. I saw poor skin, blemishes, rashes. I saw thinning hair, not thinning like, as you know, that typical when you get older, da 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 da. We're talking about patches, mm-hmm, of hair, blotchy skin, redness, pimples, breaks and outbreaks, and they looked like people who were just starving.
Yes.
They were starving, and they had cartfuls of prepackaged food, not fresh. These ones I observed, they had frozen meals, mm-hmm, frozen snacks, and then the greens, you know, next to the greens was this huge hunk of pork, and it was not lean pork, it was the fat part of the pork to season the greens and the green beans. No, I'm paying attention to what I saw. I saw margarine, a lot of margarine, and the processed shortenings, you know, which my research was, my understanding is that margarine is one element away from plastic. You're smiling. So he's got a beautiful smile. You guys ought to see this thing. I'll try to describe it to you. Gorgeous. Just gorgeous smile. And he's being so very kind. So very kind. One molecule away from plastic. Huge tubs of this stuff. And then I thought of the children on the shows on TV. And they do have the little rib cages out. But these people look like them. Except they were it looked almost unnatural.
Sure.
And I'm saying this because of my passion and desire for you to be healthy. And that's just not healthy.
No,
when
it's not.
One leg says, if you let me buy, I'll let you buy, that is not healthy.
No, no. And, you know, yesterday was Easter.
Yesterday was Easter.
And, you know, I have to laugh every time we go to a family function or look at family functions because someone made the comment, my plate probably shouldn't all be the same color.
Ah!
So if you're looking at your plate and, you know, the mashed potatoes are the same color as the noodles or the same color as the casseroles, If there's not enough color on your plate, you're probably not eating the right things.
Well, I have a friend. Her name is Angela Scipio. She's a raw food strategist. And she says that as we get older, the color of our plate changes from rainbow to beige and brown.
Yes.
And she's on point. If what you're confirming what she said.
Right, right.
All right. So tell me how you're feeling about the word nutrition. I looked it up as well after seeing what I saw and then recognizing that a severe deficiency in caloric energy and nutrients and vitamin intakes was starvation. So some of us are starving, standing and starving.
Mm-hmm.
It said that nutrition is called nourishment as well, and it's the provision to cells of the materials necessary in the form of food to support life. And it said many common health problems can be or alleviated with a healthy diet. Interesting.
Imagine that. What we eat affects our health.
No. So if you are what you eat.
That's right.
Well, I kind of got a sense about this one. I had to stop and underline can be and or alleviated. So if we have some products in our cabinets that would facilitate can be or alleviate, I put a few here in front of us right here at the table. You want to talk about them a little bit?
Sure.
All right.
Sounds good.
The first one would be apple cider vinegar. And I'm serious. I got the stuff right here looking at me because I wanted to be sure I saw what I saw. And apple cider vinegar is a cleanser. And also the wonders of apple cider vinegar. Let's see. Could you believe that athlete's foot is remedied with apple cider vinegar? Ah, yes, I said it. Yes, I did. That little bottle that costs about 69 cents, or if you get a big one, might be a dollar. But this is what happens if you soak your foot in apple cider vinegar for several minutes before going to bed in the evening. It'll probably sting a little, but it shouldn't hurt too badly afterwards. Then soak with a cotton ball in the vinegar and place it on the infected site with a bandage. And then cover that affected foot with a clean cotton sock. Leave it in there all night. Now leave it in that sock. I know it isn't sexy, but you're trying to get well, you know. And if your partner knows anything about you, they'll say, baby, this sock looks sure good. And then continue to do this. Repeat the process in the morning and then repeat it again in the evening until the fungus is gone. It's as simple as apple cider vinegar. So can be and alleviate is a powerful word. And then also in front of me with this apple cider vinegar, I am reminded that diarrhea in newborns and infants, you know, is common. So what you do is you just give them a little dab of vinegar. And guess where? On the sole of each foot. And it can bring relief as it's absorbed into the pores of the skin. And repeat this every few hours if necessary. Can you believe this?
Yeah, it's becoming so much more popular how people are using, you know, simple ingredients and simple foods and kind of getting back to the basics to actually making themselves healthy again.
Yeah, simple as apple cider vinegar. You know, if you have a serious burn, it says serious burns should be seen by a doctor. Yes, Dr. Doug.
Of course.
Of course. But minor burns can be treated by dabbing the burned area with a piece of brown paper soaked in white vinegar. In most cases, relief is felt in seconds. And once the pain subsides, dab on some antibacterial ointment and wrap loosely in gauze. Now, that is very, very simple. But that little bottle of apple cider vinegar is a wonderful healer. It's a natural, wonderful healer. You know, if you have dirty dentures, you can use apple cider vinegar. Poorly cleaned dentures can lead to offensive bad breath, and no one wants that. So to cure this problem before it starts, soak your dentures overnight in a glass of white vinegar, then brush them vigorously with a commercial denture cleaner. Can you believe that? Well, I want to tell all of you right now that we have more guests. You are a part of this process, and you can call here at 1-877-932-9766 because Dr. Scott Goslin has just joined us. Hey, Scott.
How you doing, Libby?
bring your mic down just a bit. There you go, so I can hear your wonderful voice. I proposed this to Dr. Doug. If people would just, and I got quiet and he did too, because as physicians, you guys see this stuff all the time. People come in with their aches and pains. But before I want your voice to come across that microphone, I want to tell everyone that TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and the home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the AM. Stay right there. If people would just... Coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
My name is Ruth Rusi. I volunteer with United Way, reading to children to help prepare them for a better academic future. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Libby. I'm Libby. And with us at the table is Dr. Doug, and Dr. Scott has just joined us. And Angela, are you with me now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, nice. Now, this is why I ask you all to join me here at the table. In the Word, it says, if my people perish for lack of knowledge. And I was talking about starvation. Are you familiar with starvation, Dr. Scott?
I am.
In what way?
Not because I've ever personally starved, but I think as kids, you know, we say, I'm starving, I'm so hungry. But until you see a third world country, a person actually starving to death, I don't know if we really know the meaning of that too well. But as it pertains to Americans, I would say, you know, there's a saying that I've read where Americans are overfed but undernourished. So in a way, and maybe, I don't know, have you guys talked about that already?
We did.
So in a way, I think a lot of Americans are starving.
Are starving. Angela, how about you?
Yes, I would happen to agree with the doctor that I think that as Americans, a lot of us are starving for information, starving by eating the wrong food, starving our bodies of nutrients. And then also, you know, there is that other side that you mentioned, which I don't think we know a lot about. It's starving of third world countries. So, yeah, I am kind of familiar with that.
I will tell you that I got a little riled up. Doug has been really wonderful and patient with me as I cranked about chicken earlier. Do you hear about our chicken issue that's been going on since the 40s?
No, enlightenment.
All right, real quick. Right now, there was a news flash that said our chicken is tainted with arsenic. and also antibiotics and some other bacterial stuff going on. It's making making people sick, or folks just need to know that it's happening. And it's happening because the chicken is being fed these arsenic properties so that the meat of the chicken would appear to be healthy. And they also use it to make the chickens grow faster. So what impact do you think that has on our bodies? Because they said it's only in the feathers.
Right.
Okay, that's the end of that conversation. Now, nutrition, which I spoke about earlier, basically the definition was given, and many health problems can be or alleviated with a healthy diet. How about that, Dr. Scott? You believe that?
I do.
Got any thoughts on that?
Insights on that.
Insights?
You could go all day with that.
Oh, good.
You know, eating a well-balanced meal, I think people have kind of redefined that because of our cultural change here with fast foods and that sort of thing. But it's super important to have a well-balanced meal with eating a lot of vegetables and raw foods. And, you know, it's hard to come by now where you find someone who has a raw food diet or even incorporates, you know, a large percentage of their diet as a raw food diet. So I think if people would do that and focus on eating raw, eating naturally fermented foods, things going that route, there would be a lot of change in the way that even people's pain levels, pain from having too much sugar. And we talked last week about pro-inflammatories, sugar being a pro-inflammatory, and how that could present as increasing your pain levels, where something may not be that big of a deal, but because your body is overexcited from MSG and sugars and things that kind of stimulate the body's natural responses, you can have reactions that you would not intend to have from normal sensations.
Yeah. Doug, how about you? You got insights? Because I'm going to ask Angela. She's going I'm going to have to slow her down. I already know.
Well, you know, feeding off of, no pun intended there, feeding off of Dr. Scott.
I got that pun.
taking a look at you know, what people even believe health is or believe food is, it's just amazing the dramatic shift that we've seen, you know, even the last 5 or 10 years, or if you take a look at, you know, the way that food has shifted in the last 100 years, the way that we make food.
Why do you think there's a shift? I mean, what is it? Money? Go ahead.
Oh, it's about money for sure.
Okay.
If you can make a product, you know, faster, less expensive, and get it out there to more people, people are going to do it. And so, of course, part of it's about the money. Part of it's also, you know, we drive that because we are a fast-paced society. We want things right now. And so it sounds appealing to go through the drive-thru and pick up dinner instead of, you know, eating and making your own dinner. That's going to be obviously probably more healthy for you.
So, Angela, give me your insights here. If it's going to be long, shorten it for me.
Okay, will do. I do eat 80% raw, and what I have come to find, my belief is that it's not entirely about money, it's more about control.
All right, now control. Just give me a second, Ann. Would you just give me a second? Because I want to hear you, all right? But
yes.
I do need to tell everyone right now that the African American Male Wellness Walk, financial wellness. All right, now listen, this is a great opportunity to get professional financial insights, and it's the right time to start a business. Saving money when you can't make ends meet? Well, what you can do right now to improve your personal and family finances, what can you do? Bring your questions to the Summit's Trace Healthcare Center Thursday, April 26th at 12 noon to 2 p.m. in Columbus, Ohio. This event is free. Lunch is provided. Registration is required. For more information, call 614-857-1811 or email at aamww2012@gmail.com. I needed to tell you all that. It's going to be good. Angela,
Yeah.
You get cranked. I already know. I already know. Angela's a raw food strategist, and she and I have talked in the past. She's got wonderful insight. So if it's not about money, what's it about, Angie?
I really believe that it's about the control of the masses, because most foods, let's just take a couple of food items that you know that most Americans eat or drink, okay? Those companies have the average American in their pocket. As soon as they get you to sing the jingle, they've got you. They've got all the money in the world that can come out with another product of the same make tomorrow. Maybe it's peach flavored, maybe it's another kind of flavor. Everyone will go out and buy it. The next day, they'll ship it off to a third world country because nobody liked it. So, to me, it's not about they don't know what to do. It's about control. Sure, if they can make a profit on it, they're going to. They're already going to make a profit on it. They're making a profit how they do things now. However, it's also part of the breakdown of the family nucleus. Breakdown of sitting around the table, fellowshipping, engaging with food. We're so busy celebrating with it, we forgot to use it as medicine and or as fuel. So these are the things that they want to take that control out of your hands, because now you want to go to a doctor that will write you a prescription. Now, I'm not here to say that prescribed medicine isn't valuable, but most things that are made today come from things in the ground. Most of your medicines come from derivatives from the ground, okay? So I'm more vested in something that comes out of the ground and use it as fuel and medicine than something that's coming out of a test tube that my body can't identify, has no way of breaking it down, and then ends up not only storing in my body, but storing into the waterway systems or the waste systems where we expel it. And if you take a good look at who's living off the waste, the animals and the amphibians that are living off the waste, it's letting you know what's going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of kind of my take on it. I hope that you guys don't mind that I answered a lot of questions.
Well, no, I love it, because the long and the short is it's the circle of life. True?
Yeah.
It's the circle of life. Now, I looked up the word fat. Do you want to respond to Angela? Did you like what she said? Do you agree with what she says?
I think she brought up a couple of perfect points. One is, she brought up the difference between something synthetic and something more whole food. And I think that's a topic a lot of people is really misunderstood. You know, they think, the bigger the better, the more, milligrams of this that I'm getting, the better it is. But they don't literally know that they're flushing their money down the toilet on some of these products, trying to hyperdose and trying to, get mega doses of these things. The other topic that she brought up is, how it's affecting and where we get our information from. If you take a look at where most people get their information as far as nutrition, number one is family, number two is friends, number three is advertising. Now, you tell me, if we're all listening and watching the same things, where do all those come back to? It's exactly what she's saying, that little jingle that you have memorized coming off the TV screen. And it starts when we're kids. Yeah. They've done studies where you give a kid some carrots wrapped in a McDonald's wrapper, they're going to think the carrots taste better than carrots that are not in a McDonald's wrapper, strictly because of the wrapper. McDonald's doesn't even sell carrots.
Okay, so this is where I'm holding on to the table. 1-877-932-9766. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm holding on to the table because people are paid to research us, literally, to see how they can use us by our own natural nature thing, and I'm going to call it that natural nature thing, where they actually control what we think about food. So then we can serve you any old summer never, and you'll like it because the package is one color or another. I mean, they actually study color.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Right, Angie? Am I hearing you?
Oh, big time, because even if you look in fast food, sometimes, recently I was in a nursing home, and I couldn't believe the food that they were bringing up for me. Like, one day... the plate, all the food on the plate was all one color.
Now, you've confirmed Doug's statement earlier. Yeah.
And I was like, what is that about? And even when you look at fast foods, you know, it's generally one color, with the exception of the occasional red, which is the ketchup or the tomato, or occasional green.
Stop,
but
girl.
Basically, it's all brown and yellow.
Go ahead. I want you guys to respond to what she said. I'm holding the table. I'm serious.
It's pretty amazing. And actually, when you begin to talk with people, because as a chef, you know, the more I'm always amazed when people haven't tasted things like spinach or green beans. Like, I expect artichokes, you know, I expect some wayward stuff that you haven't heard of, vegetables. But, you know, and it's most times it's based on color.
Really?
Oh, I don't eat that. Why? Well, look at the color of it. Cauliflower. Look at the color of it. I'm not eating that.
Well, the same thing, you know, I'll bring in a shake or a smoothie or a juice into the office, and, you know, you ask somebody, hey, you want to try this? And they'll look at it. It's green. There's no way they want to try it.
Well, what's in it if it's green?
Exactly. Something healthy, which they assume doesn't taste good.
Right. You know, the third world countries, Mexico included, was the shelves were filled with purple ketchup. Remember that?
What?
Do you remember when they put out the ketchup and they tried to change the colors and they wanted it to be purple and green?
And no. They did that little I'm saying no.
It was like a couple years ago. Well, let me tell you, you think all of that's gone? It's alive and well in other countries.
Purple ketchup, huh?
Yes, indeed.
What makes it purple, sweetie? What makes it purple?
You know, probably some dye, DC number 3 red and a few other colors that are cancer or carcinogenic, I'm sure.
Oh, but that's a whole nother conversation. Oh, my God.
But, you know, they try feeding it to kids. I mean, because when you think of it, you know, I've made rice sometimes with purple cabbage. And when the cabbage turns the rice blue, just because of the purple cabbage, you should see people's reaction. What is that? Now, a minute ago, they knew it was rice. But now that it's purple, they don't know what it is. What is that?
Yeah. Same thing when you feed somebody something, you know, a classic example is we use almond milk a lot in our house. We don't do hardly any dairy.
How come?
Oh, that's a whole... That's,
now, come on now. You took me there. Come on. Give me a... Go ahead. You got a minute. Go.
If you look at dairy, it is so allergenic to people. It is one of the leading causes of cancer. People think they need to have it to prevent osteoporosis, which is a huge fabrication to sell more dairy. And I'm here to tell you, if you want to do something healthy for yourself, cut out dairy, cut out the cheeses, and you're going to be a lot more healthy.
Okay, hold on right now. TalkTainmentRadio.com is the world's greatest radio. We go where you go. Check us out on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, and also on your smartphone or tablet. Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com for the podcast and blogs. Listen live and participate by calling 1-877-932-9766. Stay right there. My hair is on edge right now. Coming up next on DocDamonRadio.com.
Increase CDC presents the 8th Annual Micro Entrepreneur Awards. This signature event recognizes outstanding Central Ohio entrepreneurs. You can show your support by attending on April 19th at Columbus Christian Center Church, 2300 North Cassidy Avenue. For more information or to promote your company at the event, call Increase CDC at 614-476-1758 or visit www.increasecdc.org.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
This is Salif Diarra, a local health worker in a remote village in Mali, West Africa. This is Mori, a child who survived malaria because of Salif's efforts. This is Bintu, a grateful mother, one of many in Salif's village. This is you, becoming part of the story. Help local health workers like Salif make the good go even further. Visit goodgoes.org to see the many ways you can help. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
I'm a champion, realize Shaq's mechanism.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for Rap. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
A baby changes everything. What you buy, how you do your taxes, the car you choose. But don't panic. The Consumer Information Center has free government info on all these subjects and more. Call toll-free 1-888-8-PUEBLO. That's 1-888-8-PUEBLO. And help's on the way, right away. Even if you don't have a baby.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Libby. I'm Libby. And with you at the table is Angela Scipio, raw food strategist, Dr. Doug, and Dr. Scott. And we're talking about nutrition. I started out with starvation and the definition of starvation. And then we talked about nutrition. And while I had taken a time to sip a little bit of my something cold or hot to drink, it came up about vitamins. So I absolutely want to talk about vitamins, and I'll introduce the conversation very simply. I talk to a lot of people. I talk to a plumber. He says, you know what? When I come in to take care of somebody's pipes, the vitamins are in the pipes. And I sat there with my mouth open. Now, Dr. Doug and Dr. Scott say, yes, on X-ray, we can see your vitamins. Angela, what I want you to do is tell us about vitamins, but I want these guys to tell me why they see the vitamins on X-ray. Why is that?
Well, what happens is if your body, X-rays, different densities show up on X-rays. So if your body is not absorbing the vitamins like it should, then it's just going to pass through this system, and you can see this is the vitamin you took today, this is the vitamin you took yesterday, this is the vitamin you took 3 days ago. And it's just, you know, going right through the system without being absorbed at all.
Not even breaking down?
Not even a little
bit. Not even the capsules?
No.
You could see the exact shape of the vitamin as a little silhouette right in the intestine. So.
Okay. Now, now Angie, I'm going to calm down here a second, but not right now. Give me my second. I'm paying a bunch of money to buy vitamins thinking that I'm helping myself. And they're not being absorbed. I'm just really flushing my money down the. How do I know what's a good vitamin and what's not a good vitamin? Angie, would you answer that?
Well, I look at it in this matter. If I want to get nutrients into my body that will be absorbed, then I would rather go to the source. And the best source, I think, because I'm having to do it right now myself, is juicing. You get the exact nutrients you're looking for through the combination of vegetables that pack those vitamins that you're looking for. And then you can have better absorption. So people say, well, I don't have the time. Well, you, certain things you're going to have to take the time for, because not having the time is also rendering you vitamins that aren't breaking down in your system, being passed through into the waterways, and you're flushing your money. So if you're looking to really fortify your diet, then I think juicing and being a raw foodist, I think juicing is something that people should consider incorporating into their everyday lifestyle.
Dr. Doug was saying something.
Absolutely. You know, you're talking about time, and that's something Dr. Scott and I hear all the time is, you know, we don't have time to make all these healthy foods, and, you know, you're not going to have any time when you're sick and dead either, so you need to take some time and take care of yourself. And like I said, it's about lifestyle changes, and so absolutely what Angie's saying is correct. With the juicing and eating more raw whole foods, what we find out is that people have absolutely no idea when they come to us how to even begin this process. And so, you know, that's why where we do start to introduce some of the supplements. And in getting back to what Angie was saying, if you can take a look at a whole food supplement versus a synthetic supplement, you're getting back to the basics. You're getting back to more of a supplement that's going to be much more readily absorbed than something that is just going to pass through the system. So either way, you want to get back to the source, she said.
Yeah. So how do I feel? Because a lot of times people gauge, you know, what they're going to do next by how they're going to feel. Are you going to feel any different because you use a juicer versus popping a pill? Popping a pill is part of our cultural thing that we do now, right? Right? So how am I going to feel? Am I going to get some energy right away? Is it going to take a few days? Because I'm a fast food, fast acting, got to have it fast kind of supersized kind of person. So if I, you know, juice beets, you know, am I going to get an energy boost or something or what?
I think it depends on what you juice or what kind of supplements you're focused on and what your goals are. So a lot of times Dr. Doug and I talk about with our treatment, what is the person's goal? And that is a large driving force of what we recommend to help them achieve those goals. So if a person is looking for energy boosts and, you know, increase their time in the morning where they're not spending half an hour drinking coffee every day and that sort of regimen, then, you know, we would recommend vitamins that would support that, or juicing or supplements that would support those nutritional goals. There are a lot of people that we give them a nutritional protocol because they're so sick. They're coming in and they're having digestion issues and, you know, just flu symptoms all the time and headaches and this and that. And we give them a solid, you know, nutritional program to start with, and they get worse. They feel sick and they're...
Why?
They get, well, more severe flu because they're detoxing.
Their body's not used to real foods.
Angie, I hear you breathing.
Yes, well, because, you know, the same way you've desensitized yourself to all those foods that you've been eating, don't misunderstand it. When you first had those diet drinks, you didn't like them, okay? You made it okay that and accepted that taste. So now as you begin to clean up your taste buds and you start to fill yourself with whole food and whole vitamins, all that stuff that's in your system's got to come out and pass out. And that is what detoxing is about. And you will feel pretty bad. But when you come through it, you will feel unbelievable.
Okay, so I'm going to use this real quick because, you know, as Dr. Doug said, we just went through an Easter weekend for those who celebrate Easter. So we're talking about a resurrection kind of thing going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you go through that crucifixion thing. Which is letting go, because there are side effects to detoxing and making those changes that you two are speaking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
People literally get sick.
Get sick, you get skin blemishes because your body, your skin is your largest organ, and so it has to get rid of the toxin some way. So, absolutely.
Yeah.
Andrea's saying, go ahead.
But you know what? Probably going in, you got the same way going in, but you desensitized yourself to that, and you don't remember it. You know, you probably have severe acne when you begin drinking coffee or drinking sodas. But the payoff was greater. So you got a great lift from this coffee. So that little pimple I got, oh, that's no problem. I'll go upstairs, do something, blah, 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 blah. And after a while, you stop getting that because then, you know, your system became used to it.
And okay? you want to use that as motivation. If you know that going into it, you want to say, okay, this is my body changing. Mm. Any change is positive.
It's sending you a message. It's telling you something. You just have to listen, take a second out of your day to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. So you guys, so you're telling me that when I get ready, because I, you know, after everything we've talked about right now, and you are helping me so much, because I'm telling you, I'm kind of upset about this. I mean, for real, I'm being very nice. I'm holding my hands real quick. The bottom line is, when you recognize that stuff is being done to you, for them, about you, and they don't care, you know, arsenic. Come on now, arsenic for real. Then you have to decide, make a decision that you will go through the process necessary for cleansing. Then when you go see Dr. Doug and you go see Dr. Scott and you go see Angie and they say, this is what you got to do and this is what's going to happen to you. And you have to grit your teeth and go through your crucifixion, resurrection scenario, because some of us is going to take a little longer than others. Right.
And you know what? You know, one of the things that I realized is that you're trying to break through. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And breakthrough is just that. You're breaking through. So, right, it might feel painful to you in that time. But God, when you get on the other side, just in that instance, it is one incredible feeling that it's euphoria.
Now, if you detox, all mm-hmm. of you, if you detox, when you do get through that stage where the body says, ah, thank you, can you go back to doing what you were doing and it's still the same, or is it changed? Now, I gone 7 days detox. I want a cup of coffee.
That's probably
the biggest. Angie said, wow. I love it. Oh, wow.
I think that's a big mistake people like to make, is that they'll do a... In our office, we may do a 21-day cleanse or different cleanses.
3 weeks with no coffee.
Exactly.
I'll bite
and
your
so
neck.
You will survive, Libby.
Yeah.
You'll be stronger.
And so they count down the days until you can have that piece of chocolate cake.
What about butter? What about yeast rolls? Oh, my gosh. So 21 days, you give somebody a 21-day regimen, and they look at you like you crazy.
You know,
right.
Dr. Doug and I, we both use this cleanse that he's talking about in our office. We do a seminar about it at our offices and teach people about the benefits. The benefits are astounding of a 21-day cleanse, and I know there's shorter ones and there are longer ones. We use that because, like Dr. Doug was mentioning earlier, we want to change habits and begin a new lifestyle, essentially. Get out of the junk we were drinking. We have patients who come in, they drink literally two pots of coffee before they go to work in the morning, which is insane to me. You know, if you need that much coffee and caffeine to get your body jump started, there are some serious issues that need to be evaluated and get your body on track. So we talk about detox from maybe a different perspective than even what some of these advertisements and stuff on TV that infomercials talk about, but changing your lifestyle and getting yourself to a better place to where you're not dependent on a lot of these foods that really kind of breed dependence.
All right, this is what I want to do. I want to know how we can reach you. First, Angie, would you tell us how can we reach you, raw food strategist and chef?
I have a website, Miss Angie's Foods for Life. It is under construction right now. However, stay in touch with me. You can also reach me by phone, 267-258-2726 or 267-575-1090. And ask Miss Angie's Food for Life at yahoo.com and also through Libby.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yes, I'm always around.
Yeah, it is. That's the truth, Ruth.
And Dr. Doug and Dr. Scott, how do we reach you? Because we're going to need to know. I'm going to find out about that 21-day thing, but I'm telling you what. Give me permission to bite somebody's neck if I don't drink one cup of coffee in the morning.
You can bite his neck.
I'll make it good, but I'm going to bite somebody's neck.
You can reach Dr. Doug or myself at our website, which is Columbus Cairo Radio. So Columbus, the city, and then CHIRO radio.com. And that will put you in touch with a link to Dr. Doug's office's website and my website as well. And you can feel free to give us a phone call or shoot us an email through those, through that information, and we'd be happy to talk with you or on a future radio program with Libby.
That's right, because anybody's welcome to come to the table and talk to me. Can you just, because we're going to get close to time to have to leave. I hate leaving the table. I hate it. I do. But this is what I want to do. Tell me what you, when I say these words, Moringa, Asahi, Kava Kava, and Noni, you've heard of those. Yes? Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Angie is, everybody's being so courteous right now. Don't be courteous. Yes. Okay, for those of us who do not know, what do we use those for? What are they? Angie?
Well, Noni has become very popular in the diabetic diet.
Really?
That's what I know. I know it, or I've never taken it myself, so that's my familiarity with it.
Mm-hmm.
Moringa, I've heard as an African herb. I'm not entirely sure of its properties, but I have heard it amongst the health people, as well as the other two that you've mentioned.
Right.
None of them have I used personally, so mm-hmm. I can't speak on them, but I am aware of them in the Whole Foods health world.
See, are you all familiar with them as well? Have you heard of them?
Somewhat.
I've brought them up because, well, what did you hear? Let me ask.
I think Noni is one that I've read more about recently just because it's kind of, from what my experience is, more of a fad type. I mean, it kind of came to popularity with a fad of drinks and things that were focusing some Noni.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about the properties, kind of like what Angie was saying, but I'm familiar with them. Not maybe knowledgeable on the application as much.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Doug? You heard
Same
of these?
Thing. Yeah. You know, a lot of these different herbs and antioxidants and herbs and you hear a lot of information about these types
mm-hmm.
of things.
I brought it up for a reason. The Noni is an adaptogen. Tahiti, is one of the places where you can get that. Moringa is the African. And they are called the superfoods, and they are adaptogens. So if there's something going on in your system, it will address that as a in the form of healing. And that is my understanding why the diabetics like the Noni product, because it does help them with their diabetes. Now, I'm telling you, it's been good and very good in here. You all calm me down. You have no idea the insult to our intelligence by putting stuff in our food and then expecting us not to respond physically or in some kind of way. But I want to tell all of you that I thank you for being with me right now. I do. You see, TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. It is radio the way it should be heard. This is Libby. I'm all about wellness. What's it going to take to get you there? This is Libby, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached?
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network. And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.